USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden addressed the nation Wednesday amid plummeting approval ratings and a pandemic response that's left the country exhausted and demoralized.
Some people may call what's happening now the new normal. I call it a job not yet finished. It will get better. We're moving toward a time when COVID-19 won't disrupt our daily lives. But COVID-19 won't be a crisis, but something to protect against and a threat.
In addition, Biden continued to push his Build Back Better plan, which he said would lower prices along the supply chain. Also from Washington, the White House told the U.S. chip industry to be prepared for new restrictions on exports to Russia if Moscow attacks Ukraine. This includes potentially blocking the country's access to global electronic supplies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're drowning in IRS tax debt, pay attention to the special announcement. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. Get ready to take this number down to take advantage of the new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Here's Jesse from Las Vegas.
I've been so stressed out lately knowing that I owe the IRS over $22,000, and now they just garnished my wages. A friend of mine told me about Superior Tax Relief, so I called them, and they were able to stop the garnishment, and they were also able to help me with my other tax problems. I feel so free again, and I would definitely recommend Superior Tax Relief.
Call Superior Tax Relief now, 800-780-3910, and speak to a qualified professional who can protect you from the added fees and negotiate your tax liability. Superior Tax Relief can help open new doors with the IRS Fresh Start program that's available now. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call could save you thousands. Call 800-780-3910. 800-780-3910. That's 800-780-3910.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin continues to push back Biden's voting rights legislation.
Pushing the narrative of nationalizing elections, Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer told lawmakers they're going after the 60-vote filibuster rule in order to get the legislation passed. The John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and the Freedom of Vote Act are needed, as Schumer accused state-level Republicans of trying to take away the vote from younger, black and brown, elderly, minority and low-income voters. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin at a press conference says there are already laws on the books to prevent what Schumer is talking about.
The laws there, the rules are there. The government will stand behind them to make sure they have the right to vote.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The University of Michigan has agreed to a $490 million settlement for more than 1,000 people who say they were sexually assaulted by a former sports doctor during his nearly four-decade career at the school. Dr. Robert Anderson died in 2008. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Caitlyn Jenner weighs in on a trans swimmer.
Caitlyn Jenner is speaking out about University of Pennsylvania transgender swimmer Leah Thomas. The former Olympian saying Thomas competing in women's swimming is not good for the sport due to uneven competition. The NCAA is set to discuss transgender participation in sports on Thursday. Jenner suggesting stricter rules should be put in place for transgender athletes. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. Supreme Court is allowing the release of presidential documents sought by the Congressional Committee investigating the events on January 6th. On Wednesday, the justices rejected a bid by former President Donald Trump to withhold the documents from the committee until the issue is resolved by the courts. Ford is recalling about 200,000 cars in the U.S. to fix a problem that can stop the brake lights from turning off. The recall covers certain 2014 and 15 Ford Fusion and Lincoln MKZ midsize cars, as well as some 2015 Mustangs. The cars were sold or registered in about a dozen states. And some flights to and from the U.S. were canceled on Wednesday, even after AT&T and Verizon scaled back the rollout of high-speed wireless service that could interfere with aircraft technology that measures altitude. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.